Excellent is your name, O Lord, in all the earth. If we could just have a little glimpse of that. Just a glimpse of the glory. Moses said, I want to see your glory. It's been given to us to understand that his glory is over all the earth. When we come to understand, you know, so many times people put up pictures of the sunset or pictures of the sunrise or beautiful, beautiful pictures because they touch them and they love what those do to them. But so many times people don't really know that they are encountering God and that's why they're so impressed with them. So we have different things. I can remember years ago, first time Vicki and I, we stopped by the Grand Canyon on our way from Arizona. And it was the first time, the only time in my life to that point where I had stepped up to something and looked at it and it literally took my breath away. It was like it sucked the oxygen out of the room. And I believe now that was a God encounter. I just didn't know it was a God encounter. Because I had sung for the beauty of the earth in church. But it had never been an encounter with God. It had never been a realization. It had never been a reality. God created the heavens and the earth. And so as we come to understand that just a little bit, and then we understand that just a little bit more. There's something that happens when we actually encounter God. It moves us into a new spot. Actually moves us into a new spot that we don't even know that we've moved into, but it moves us into a new spot. Jacob found a rock to sleep on. And he had a dream. And that dream was Jacob's ladder. Angels going up and down. And probably a lot more that wasn't written. But when he got up, he said, surely the Lord is in this place and I wasn't even aware. Surely the Lord is in this place and I wasn't even aware. We were born. There's a good possibility that for the first 9 months of our life, the time in the womb, we probably were intimate with God. He made us, put everything in us. We were totally protected. We were totally, totally provided for. We were secure. Everything was just wonderful. When we were born, we were coddled. We were loved, we were cooed over, we were, you know, somebody did. Somebody did. Somebody was really, really impressed with us. And as a baby, we enjoyed those who were really impressed with us. But as we got older, we didn't think so much about God. Maybe if we grew up in a home where God was magnified and glorified, we were aware of it, but just being aware of it, we all know just going to church doesn't change anything all that much. We talked about the fact that, you know, it said that we were supposed to go in one way and go out a different way, that it should change our lives. And I would venture to say that everybody, every one of us at some time or another went into church and left the same way we walked in. Even today, that probably happens sometimes. That's just how we are. But we could come to church with a big problem, and we could leave with the same big problem, and the same big problem that was nothing but on our mind when we came in can still be right on our mind when we go out, when it didn't have to be that way. Didn't have to be that way. If we would have come to encounter God. See, we can read Genesis chapter 28, and we can look in that and we can say, I want that. But then if we read a little further ahead, we're not so sure we want that, because Jacob wanted it so bad that his hip got disjointed. John just got rid of a disjointed hip. He's done walking with a limp. He wants to be rid of that limp. So he wants a different encounter with God. He wants it popped the way it's supposed to be. And it is the way it's supposed to be. It's just healing. And, you know, the truth of the matter is, for us in everything, God's fixed it. We're just coming into it. If we've encountered God, that is our anticipation. That God has said, I got it handled. But it's encountering God that changes all of that. And then once we've encountered God, to continue to press, to seek, to keep it. You know, in Revelation, you know, God said, I got this thing against you. You lost your first love. You had a first love. If you didn't have a first love, then you didn't have a first encounter. But we know that we don't want to let the embers die. We want to keep it stirred up. You know, David, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Take not your Holy Spirit away from me. David stirred himself up. The awareness of the encounter can stir us up. You know what? We know how to be excited about things. You know, when I played sports, when we came on the field, we were crazy, getting pumped up. You watch, you know, football games today, they're going to be out there and they're going to have these guys just going nuts. Jumping around, slapping each other in the head, banging each other in the chest, getting pumped up, getting ready. We should be that way with God. Getting ready. Oh, I better read my Bible today. I mean, you know, you're supposed to read your Bible today. I read it yesterday. I don't remember that it said anything to me, but maybe today. You know, I mean, at least I did it. And there's some truth to that. At least you did it. There's a lot of people that don't did it. And a lot of people that don't get it. But do we people who do get it come at it like we're after something? I mean, if we come at it like we're after something, you know, we can stumble onto something. Jesus said, you know, that the kingdom of God was like a man who found a treasure in a field. It was like he tripped over the treasure. Look at that. You know, looking down and seeing a $5 bill or a $10 bill or a $100 bill on the ground. Like Kenneth Copeland always tells about the story how his kids were hungry when they were driving down the road and they wanted to have something to eat, and he knew that if they got something to eat, they were going to have to cut the hamburgers in half at McDonald's because they were down to their nothing because they still needed to buy gas to get where they were going, whatever it was. And he'd no more than prayed and looked in the ditch and there was something stuck against the fence. Whipped down in there and there was money for lunch and gas. That'll change your whole perspective on looking in the ditch. You know, being aware of a God encounter. I've always said that if I win the lottery, it'll be because the lottery ticket blew in my front door. So I'm going to buy the ticket, but if I win it, it's because it blew in my front door. That means it's got to blow under the outside door, under the inside door, and onto the floor. But you know, I don't go out onto the porch very often and look for my lottery ticket. Now, if I was praying and the Lord said, you should go check the front porch. I'd go check it. It at least means my faith was alive, whether the ticket was there or not. See, is our faith alive? Have we encountered God to the place that we want to keep encountering God? I remember one of the early songs that I wrote was, "Thank you, Lord, for the sunshine. Thank you, my sweet Jesus, for the rain. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, again and again." I said, did I think to thank you when I woke up for a night of peace and restful sleep? Or did I think to thank you for the bird outside my window or the fact I could see and I could hear him cheep? I never was excited about that stuff. I was, you know, get up, look out the window. My wife lives that song. Roger, come and see. Look at these clouds. Come and see. Look at these clouds. That was yesterday. Look at these clouds. Oh, yeah. Cool. I get it. You know? I mean, sometimes I drive down the road, and I'm just pretty amazed with them, and I try to... The other night, when I was just as I was getting into Springfield, there was a... You know, it was cold out. There was a rainbow. And at the bottom of both sides of the rainbow, it looked like it was like one of those pillars of flame, like maybe they had to keep people out of heaven or whatever the case might be, out of paradise, you know. So I was driving along trying to take a picture. I'm not real good at it. I'm not sure what I got. I never got to look at them, so I'll look at them again here. But, you know, sometimes things really strike me, but I don't, you know, to be honest, sometimes it's like I'm there and I'm praying in my chair and everything's good, and here comes Vicky disrupting my room. Fluffing the vines to look. Then going and cold, getting out to the door because she got to get a picture of the sunrise. And I'm sitting there needing to repent for what I'm thinking. You know, I mean, can't you see I'm praying? She don't care. And I suppose she just figures if I'm really praying, that won't bother me. Because she's going to have an encounter. That's the way our hearts need to be, about having an encounter with God. To begin to see Him everywhere, in everything. To look for Him in the things that we don't like, and to give Him glory for the things that we do like. We can encounter God everywhere we are, all the time, if we understand that there isn't any place where we are that He isn't. I'm thankful. I'm convinced. You know, every time I travel, I pray. Sometimes I'm quite a ways down the road, and I'm going, "Oh Lord, I forgot to ask You to keep the deer in the fields, not in the ditch, in the fields." Thank You, Lord, for those that I do not see. I know You've done something, Lord. If I hit a deer, that doesn't mean God wasn't near. It doesn't mean I didn't pray, because He's already got that covered. But I do need to experience that encounter. I do need to be thankful for that encounter. If your wheels spin on the ice, thank You, Jesus. You kept me. You know, I'm just, because you can't go wrong giving thanks to the Lord and appreciating that encounter. It's not like He's going to go, "Oh, you're a little overboard." You know? He's never going to say, "Well, I wouldn't have anything to do with that." He wouldn't say, "Man, you are caught up in something. There's only certain things that I care about." That would not be God's thing. It would be like, "Yeah, you got it. You're getting understanding." That's why the Bible says, get understanding. Search for that, because it's in Him that we live and move and have our being. It's in Him that everything becomes good. Everything becomes wonderful. It's in Him. You know, we have a dilemma in at least one of the football games today. We've got the quarterback and the miracle receiver on both teams that have said, first all glory goes to God. You know, so anytime somebody gives that interview, it's like they become my favorite team. If somebody gives glory to God, they're my friend. I'm on their team. I might still have one that I probably think I prefer. Mostly because in our part of the country, you better prefer the Vikings. Vicky said that she was reading that they say that if you are a Vikings fan and you go to the game in Philadelphia, don't wear your Viking colors. Because the Eagle fans are notorious for being the meanest, nastiest fans, hitting fans from other teams, you know. Wouldn't that be wonderful to sit at a game afraid to cheer? Sometimes people who have a... Sometimes we're afraid to cheer, no matter how much we love Jesus. Sometimes something stops us from just praising God. Sometimes something stops us from saying, I know where to go with this. Don't let anything stop you. People in the world, nothing stops them. Quit. You know, we need to have a God encounter. Mm-hmm. Keep having God encounters. Otherwise, we can spend our whole life with a form of godliness without ever encountering God. We could spend our whole life satisfied that we know about God. But the truth is, when all we do is know about God, we're not very satisfied. And then we look at the people who just seem a little crazy about God, and we have one of two choices: to reject them and to mock them, or to be jealous of them, when all the time we could just go and encounter God. To want it. To want it. I don't want to sleep in the middle of a desert on a rock. But I might find a rock in my backyard to lay my head on and say, I want to try that Jacob thing, Lord. Why not? Whatever it takes, right? Whatever it takes. And we've got to guard ourselves from losing the joy of the newness of the encounter with God. To go back, you know, Israel was always building monuments to remind them of things. Things that so that the children saw it, the children would say, what's that? And they'd say, this is when that happened. And more than likely, many times when they told them this was when that happened, the childlike faith said, why doesn't that happen now, Daddy? And Daddy had to say, well, let's make it happen. Or say, well, so that was just a long time ago. Those years ago when Joshua wanted to reach out and touch God, and we were laying out in a cabana in the backyard in Minneapolis. Said, well, let's just reach up for Jesus to touch us. We didn't say, kid, that ain't real. That's just not. No, no, no. We were laying there with him just like he was, with our hands up. But we apparently weren't laying there expecting as much as he was, because he said he touched him. And once he said that God touched him, guess what? I was wanting to touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Sometimes I still do that. Sometimes I just reach up sitting in my chair because I remember that monument. can't hurt, can it? You see, to keep it stirred up. Stir up that gift that is within you. That's it. That's what Paul said to Timothy. Stir it up. Stir it up. Come on. Rev it up. Come on. Get it going. Get it going. Get it going. Yesterday I started my tractor just to get it warmed up and loosened up and ready in case the snow came, you know. I like it better when I hit the button and it goes vroom, and takes off. Sometimes it goes vroom, vroom. You know, it's like, but boy, before it does the, I'm thinking, oh no, here we go again. Well, I better get out the battery chargers, better get out everything, get the thing ready to go. How in the world can the battery be that low now? Why won't this thing start? I should go back to a gas tractor. I have lots of kinds of thoughts, you know. I always like it when a plan comes together, don't you? We always do. And God has promised us that if we just hold on to Him, it's going to all come together. But in the meantime, enjoying those encounters with God, declaring those encounters with God, expecting those encounters with God. I mean, Jacob determined that that was the spot where God was, and he didn't know it. You got to know that every time he was by in that area, he went to that spot again. Go back to those places with God. Go back to those encounters. Remember those encounters. Rejoice over those encounters. Because that will energize you to go for new encounters, because you'll be remembering that you've had encounters. And if you haven't had encounters, go get encounters, because God has said, you can encounter me. What if when things weren't just exactly the way we wanted and weren't as perfect as we want and we were down and low? What if instead of looking at those things and thinking about those things and going over those things, we said, enough of this. I'm going to go for a God encounter. I remember when God did this. I remember when God did that. I remember. And while you're remembering that, you might have God saying, yes, and you missed this one. Whoa! Have you ever, when you're just kind of seeking God, just sort of had Him out of nowhere remind you of something, and you think, that was God? See, to be honest with you, I didn't see that Grand Canyon thing as much about that as I did today when I talked about that. I kind of want God to just take my breath away. Why not? He's God. The enemy says, you can't be always having that touchy, feeling, emotional thing with God. People will think you're crazy. Please do. That's fine. I saw the first picture that Vic said, I don't know that wasn't from your number though. Somebody else must have taken the picture. I have John. John, after the surgery. He was feeling no pain. Just a laid back grin. I said, he's going to understand my life before Jesus better now. That's what he's talking about. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think he probably thought about me. But I mean, I looked at that picture and I said, I've been there. But I've been there in a better way with Jesus. Those encounters with God. Oh, now God wouldn't encounter John on drugs after surgery. Oh, yeah. You bet He would. God's good. And it's out of those encounters. It's out of that comes the freshness of the present. You know, Wayne has been encountering God a lot through these prayer times for his bride. You know, I mean, because he wanted to, and because God wanted to meet him, for them to fellowship together, and those are great things, you know, in different places at different times, the encounter. I've got many people over at the jail that walk into chapel and they encounter God, because they're expecting to, because they want to. They come in ready, and the corrections officers just shake their heads at them. And when they go back out, they say, "Well, how was it today?" "Oh, praise the Lord." And those guys are just smiling because it's good. God is good. And I don't want this world to encounter God at Christ's return. I want them to encounter God beforehand. And the only way that they will know to encounter God is if they've encountered people who have encountered God. And not everybody's looking for a God encounter, but there's people who are. And if they're looking for a God encounter, guess what? You're their ticket. Because you saw God when the sun rose. You saw God when the sun didn't rise, and you saw the clouds. You saw God when you saw a bird. You saw, you know, because wherever you look, there he is. And the more that we acknowledge and the more that we give him glory, you know, when that three-pointer drops through and the net hardly moves, you've encountered God. See, because to God be all the glory. Amen. Let's let our lives be stirred up and determined to witness God in all his glory, give God all the glory, experience all the glory that he has planned for us. You know, just let it be God. 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 We can live our lives. We can do every single thing that we normally do, but we can be letting it be God as we go. It won't distract us. It'll make us attractive. It won't hurt us. It won't bother our work. It'll improve our work. It won't take away from us. It'll give to us. An encounter with God is always beneficial. And we all want things that are beneficial, right? So we come to the understanding that the greatest benefit is in that encounter with God. I need an encounter with God right now. Amen? Amen. So Lord, we're going to be encountering you. Stir us up. Open the eyes of our understanding. Help us. Help us, Lord, to be available, to receive, available to share. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As we encounter you here right now, and everywhere we go as we leave here, in Jesus' name.